Welcome, you're with Vox from The Vox Show, from vox.org, V-O-X-X-D.org. Give me a call tonight at 323-284-5166. I'm over here to take your calls. We've been having a lot of technical difficulties today, so just hang in there. We already have a caller right now, so let's go right into it. Let's see what's going on. Hey there, what's going on?
Hi, I need to know why I hear voices and see visions.
Okay, you need to speak up a little bit because I can barely hear you. Are you there?
I need to know why. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah. What's your first name, by the way?
My name is Otera.
Okay, let's check it out. And your question is, you want to know why you hear voices and see visions?
Yes.
Okay, well, first off, what's your birth date, Otera?
My birth date is February 27th, 1977.
Okay, well, you know you're relatively psychic, I would say, right off the bat. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Pisces tend to have that ability with a lot of other water signs as well. Basically, some of the energies around you are just showing they're kind of bugging you as well. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. It's almost like, I think wherever it is that you, it's not just exactly where you're living, because it seems to have followed you around from place to place. Is that true?
That's true. It follows me everywhere I go.
Well, I'm more feeling like it's an energy around you. I know a lot of water sign people are very attracted to collecting strange objects and sometimes very much interested in collecting antiques or things from thrift shops. It almost feels like there's something weird that you're hanging around. In particular,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It seems like what I would suggest is you're always going to be picking up this kind of energy from various people, places, and things anyway. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. But what I'd suggest first off is maybe start doing some kind of protective ritual to, like, strengthen your psychic protection aura around you. Have you tried any magical rituals to do that yet?
No, I haven't yet. Should I seek some kind of training?
Yeah, you can. You definitely can. And I'm not just here to hype myself or to make a buck. That's not really what my show is about. But I am a really respected teacher. And what I would suggest, first off, why don't you should join the forum so you can get some hints and basic info that's absolutely for free. If you go to my forum at vox.org/forum, and write down some of your questions, and I can share with you and some other people some free information about very simple and effective rituals that can cleanse you and protect you from some of that. But the most important thing is you're going to, here's something that I would suggest. You can do this with a simple bit of olive oil. I know it sounds kind of kooky, but olive oil is a very special kind of oil. Whenever you bring anything new in the house, whether I know it sounds bizarre, like brand new shoes, whatever, anytime I buy something, I ritually bless it and consecrate it before I even bring it into the big part of my house. So it's always dedicated to some kind of positive energy. And I would suggest probably staying away from places that have antiques or any kind of used objects, you know, for maybe like, say, maybe the next 3 to 4 weeks and try to strengthen yourself. I would say it was kind of strange as well. If you went to a regular psychic, they would probably tell you have a curse on you or a cloud over your head or some crap like that.
I thought maybe I was crazy or something.
No, you're not crazy. I wish you were crazy, because then I could just refer you to a good psychologist that I work with.
Right.
And you were probably starting to wonder, but you're not cursed. I guarantee it. I know it sounds kooky. And I think once in a while you may have worried about that, but you're not. You're just so sensitive to the energies of the people and places around you that you just get bombarded. So before you go to sleep every night, when you wake up, I'd like you to do what's called just, you know, it's called the pink bubble wrap thing. Just imagine yourself blessing yourself, surrounding yourself with you can imagine like it's bubble wrap, whatever you want to do, but that you're impervious to the manipulations and, you know, psychic projections of other people, because it's really kind of messing you up now, and it looks like you wake up in the night. Is that true?
Yes, I really have trouble sleeping.
Yeah, well, some things that can help you, like starting tonight, if it's not too late where you live, go down to, you know, the local all-night store that's open, like a drugstore, and get yourself a little lavender candle or some lavender bath. And that's sacred to Mercury, the god of protection. And that will also help you relinquish any kind of fears and worries in the back. You're not being vampirized. You're not being attacked. You're just being vibed, you know? Yeah. And it's almost like you, if you talk about this to other people, they think you're kind of whack, you know?
Yeah.
But you're not. And if you were, it's kind of my job to be able to tell you that so you could, you know, get the right kind of help. But I think learning that you're sensitive and you need some training to control the information that comes in before it, like, turns you into a piece of Swiss cheese, you know.
Right.
You know, and that's the most important thing. I would go do that tonight. I would just go out there and get, there's a particular kind of brand. I think it's called Healing Therapy. And they have all different kinds of scents of bath salts. Just go out there and get some tonight. And if you can't find that, then just literally get yourself some chamomile tea. And not just drink it, but put a couple of bags in some hot water and take a bath in it. Because that's also a purification bath. And just know that I'm telling you the truth. Whatever the truth is, I can't prove. But you'll feel it right away. And I think you'll be able to sleep probably tonight all the way through, knowing that you're not being attacked and there's nothing bad happening to you.
So will it eventually go away altogether?
Here's what you do. Because if you try to turn off your psychic information all the way, it's like blowing out the pilot light on your stove. You don't want to do that because you always want to be able to use it at any time if there's danger around. You know what I mean? So what you want to do psychically is tell yourself, I'm going to put my psychic energy to like the level of a pilot light. So in case something really important does come through and it's life or death and it's really important, you'll still get that psychic information, but you won't get it so like broadcast so loudly in your head that it freaks you out and makes it hard to concentrate. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the way. So no, they'll never stop all the way, not even with medication. Okay.
Right.
What will happen is that you'll be able to learn to control it, and you tell your angel. And I know this sounds crazy to people out there who don't believe in angels and stuff or whatever, but I don't care. You know, you tell your angel to always be able to contact you for really important things. And if it's not super important, to just give yourself a sticky note mentally for it so that you'll still pick up that psychic information, but it won't overwhelm you, you know. And I do think that you will be able to get it under control. And ultimately, I think it's a gift, or else I would have quit doing it a long time ago. It's definitely a gift, and it blesses you, and it protects you, and that's what it's meant for. But you'll also find that you may have to cut off some so-called friendships once you start learning how to utilize your psychic ability more with more strength. People will want to come to you and get the advice from you that I'm giving to you right now, because it is a gift, and I want you to not turn it off, but I don't want it to control your life.
I definitely want the gift, but it's just the voices are really disturbing at night because they're very taunting. And mean and rude.
So what? Something that I do, I know it sounds crazy, but I do it anyway, and I've taught my friends to do it. Whenever you see things, especially at night before you go to bed, you could be like entering the astral plane, especially if you're very magically attuned as you are. Draw a circle with your right forefinger, your index finger of your right hand. Draw a circle like clockwise, and then put your hand in it and just throw that energy out and say, I banish any and all negative energies. Not that you can completely banish all negative energy, but you can sure banish it from away from your bed and from your immediate sphere of influence. And if it comes back, just realize it won't take more than 3 times to get rid of that energy. And just blast it. Imagine you're blasting flames out of your hand like some kind of Fantastic Four hero. Sounds ridiculous, but guess what? It works. And the other night, one of my friends who I was staying with woke up in the middle of the night, and he was having nightmares. And I had taught him this technique, and I was fast asleep. And he woke up, and he did it. And he said it worked really great. He uses it all the time now. And it was really, really beneficial. And the most important thing to recognize about magic is it works because you command it to, not because Richard Dawkins believes or disbelieves in it, you know, or George Bush doesn't believe in magic, so therefore it can't exist. Magic believes because you believe. And you as the magician in your own life command something to be the way you want it to be. And you affect that cause. Understand? So take that power and don't be afraid of it. And definitely join my forum, and there's going to be a lot of people on there that can also give you advice besides myself. Very, very normal people, you know? So keep in touch with me and let me know how this technique works for you, because I think it will really help a lot of other people that may be going through the same thing as yourself.
Okay.
You take care, my friend.
You too. Thank you very much.
Sure. Take care. Bye-bye. So hopefully she'll be able to take that information and utilize it pretty quickly. We're having a bunch of calls tonight, so I'm really happy about that. So we have another caller. Hi there. What's going on?
Hi. My name's Carlo.
Hi, Carlo. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Let's check it out. How can I help you tonight, Carlo?
Okay, well, I have some questions regarding, I guess, some, like, I have, like, lots of dreams and things that I, like, want to do, things that I want to pursue in life.
Right.
But I feel like I just do, like, tiny, like, little bits of them here
and
there.
Oh, like everybody else on the planet?
Yeah, exactly.
What's your birthday, Carlo?
August 8th, 1979.
Okay, we'll check it out here. Now, are you interested in doing film or writing?
I do write. I write music. Well, kind of. I mean, it's kind of like a hobby, but I want to do it a lot.
Because there's also some film information coming out as well. It seems like you get so overwhelmed with these huge epic struggles in your mind that it's almost like all you can do to lift a freaking pencil. It's like Hercules, you know. And now, what is your birthday? You're a Leo, right?
I'm a Leo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Leos, they're the kind of people who put out Ben-Hur movies and the huge epics like flying to Mars and dealing with aliens. But the most important thing to recognize is you're thinking backwards. It's like you're looking through the wrong end of a telescope. You know, you're making the big things small, and the worst thing is you're making the small things seem so big that you're like suffering from huge amounts of lethargy. It almost makes you tired just thinking of all the ideas that you have that you can't seem to focus on. You know what I mean?
That's me through, yeah.
So hopefully you're not doing the famous Leo drugs and drinking, I hope. Did you get that under control? Good.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, yeah.
Good, because that's really going to help a lot. Now, the other thing, too, you don't seem to be coming from a really artistic family in the sense that they understand how to help you, because they just don't. They're very creative, nice people where you come from, but they don't know how to nurture this aspect of your personality. And you don't seem to be on the inside of the in crowd either. So, like, you have a hard time even trying to bring your stuff to where it needs to be. So you need to be networking with people with like-minded goals. Even if it sounds kind of weird and goofy, and, yeah, you know, you meet a bunch of freaks and zombies and stuff. But so what? Don't worry about who you're going to meet or not going to meet. You just need to get these ideas to people who can instill that level of focus. You need friends that have the same kind of goals. You know, I would say it's going to take you till around May or June to start acting on some of this info. I hope you'll like act on it a lot quicker. If you can get this under control, I don't think you need meds. You don't need drugs. You just need good old fashioned discipline and focus. And usually what I tell people that need focus is to join some martial arts to get your physical body in conjunction with your mind.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah, I've never thought about doing that.
Yeah, because sometimes when you're a mental, creative individual, we live on the dream sphere, you know? And sooner or later, we have to wake up. There's only so long that you can dream of chocolate cake before you have to get your ass out of bed and go get some. You know what I mean?
Totally. I mean, I have another question, because I feel that so much. And I actually wrote you on MySpace about it, but I'm a Gemini rising.
Oh, that's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. Because Geminis like to do like two things at once, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And that, because it's a very high mercurial placement, it's like like a split personality, you know?
Totally.
You know, what happens here is you become so content with just having a dream about chocolate cake that you forget that you're starving. You know?
Yeah.
So, and sometimes, you know, we get more fulfillment from the dream than we should. Because if we keep living in the dream and we don't even do any kind of physical acts to manifest it, you know, nothing ever happens. And actually, that's kind of what some people want to happen, is nothing. And let me tell you why this happens. Because if nothing happens, then there's no chance of failure. You see?
Right.
If you don't really do anything, you can't fail. And God forbid if you should accidentally make it and then things get screwed up, then you'll have a nervous breakdown thinking, oh, I finally got a record deal and then I got kicked off. You know, you know what I mean? So that's like the beauty of failure is like nobody can contest the fact that you could have done it if you had tried. You know,
right.
Oh, you could have been so big, Carlo. Dude. And, you know, so you got to like go in there and not deal with the idea of failure. Being an artist has nothing to do with failing. The only failure that I see is the failure to act on what you know. It's like, you know what I'm saying? And anybody else will tell you the same thing, maybe not in a psychic way, but that's what's coming forward from your reading.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you have to learn to focus your physical body, and it has to be in tune with your conscious mind. And then you have to, like, do it every day. That's not what you're famous for, by the way.
That's the hard part.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
I also wanted to know, because I really want to sing, but I feel like that's just, like, you know, I'm really afraid of that. Like, I sing every single day in my apartment, but I never... Like, I want to, I don't know if I should be, like, the star or, like, the person in the background, basically.
Well, like, I think you're more content in the background because nobody can tell you that you're out of tune. You know, now your voice, I'm a musician, and I will tell you one thing that I get from your voice is that it's very untrained. And I don't care if you sound bad. I really don't care about that. But the most important thing is you need to, like, work on breath control. So I would really urge you to take some lessons, not to sound better per se, but to have more power in your voice because you seem like you're like clipped on your vowels. Now I'm going all Simon Cowell on you and everything, but but you need some training as a vocalist. You know, you definitely have to get that.
Mm-hmm. And I was also wondering what my Pisces midheaven, what does that mean in regards to all of
Well, Pisces midheaven means that you can actually become well-known as a writer. Whatever's in the midheaven is going to be how you ultimately can be remembered in this life. And Pisces is very spiritual. So I would really start concentrating on your lyrics and your poetry. And start performing your poetry live, even if it sucks. Don't worry if it's any good or not. God, for heaven's sakes, you know.
Yeah, that's the part that I like love doing, that I find like I'm actually... making meaning out of, like, whenever I kind of sit down to write something or when I try to.
Well, here's the big problem that I'm seeing as far as some of the things you're saying. You're saying that you try to. Screw trying to. I don't care if it sucks. Just do it. Just go Nike
just
on it.
Just do it.
You know what I mean? That's the most
important.
Very important. A lot of people don't know this, but the Nike is actually the name of an ancient Greek goddess of victory who is associated with Venus. And Nike's whole phrase is just do it. You know? You can think about succeeding till the cows come home, but until you lift that little foot up there and start moving it forward, nothing ever's going to happen. Now, if all you have to do, this is your meditation for the day. Realize how many crappy singers are out there right this minute making millions of dollars.
Right.
Now, are you cured? Are you cured?
I mean, I wish I could.
No, stop wishing that you could. Just realize that what I'm saying is very judgmental and it's very evil, but it's completely true. There's so much crap on the radio right now that it's just absolutely unbelievable. Can you really be much worse than anybody that's out there making $1 million right this minute? No. If I sound really negative, I really don't care, man. Because these are people that are only on the airwaves because they are brave. That's all they've got going for them is bravery. I mean, for God's sakes, even K-Fed put an album out. Come on.
I know. I just read that. Yeah.
Okay. It sold one copy and he bought it. But who cares, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to just stop talking about trying and just start doing. And even if you suck, I don't care. At least people will remember you and they'll say, you know what? At least he picked up a pen and he expressed himself. It's not about winning. That's the other problem with your Leo aspects in your chart. And it's not about success.
Part. Yeah.
You got to get rid of the success crap. Success is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why people even bother to call me. Because, you know, they hope that somebody's going to tell them the truth and it's going to be psychic. But you know what? They really don't care if I'm psychic as long as they get something out of our conversation. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
But I can't sit there and go, oh, my God, does Carlo think I'm psychic? Oh, God, I hope I didn't screw up. Screw it if I screw up. I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm psychic, and I don't have to prove it to anybody. You got to know that same thing about yourself. I'm an artist, okay? I may not be super, super great at what I do, but I don't care. I'm going to still put it out there. You know what I mean? And stop being chicken. Now, I'm commanding you to write me a really crappy poem and send it to me.
I am going to. I definitely would love to hear what you have to say about it.
And not only that, I actually have a folder for that on the forum. So share your bad poetry until it becomes good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll definitely post some stuff up there.
Yeah, hey, I'm not going to judge it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there that will, but it's not going to be me. And I'll tell you one thing. When I thought I was really great, I sucked, you know? But I just kept doing it, kept doing it. Till now, I think it's actually okay. I mean, it's still maybe not that great. But I don't care. I'm going to keep on doing it. Because practice really does make perfect, you know? And the word I want you to remember for the day is the sun. And that is the card that I pulled for you just now. And you know that the sun is the ruler of the sign of Leo. So stop worrying about how stupid you look while you're doing it. You know?
That is such,
Stop worrying about it. And stop asking other people's opinion. You can ask for mine because, you know, I'm going to empower it. But if you're going to ask the opinion of people that you know are going to disempower you, and you know that they're not going to, you know, tell you what's happening, they're not going to encourage your insanity, those aren't your friends.
That was my next question. It's like I'm always asking for people's approval. Like, oh, is this cute? Like, should I, you know, from every little thing that I do, like, it's like I have to have someone's approval.
Yeah, and did you listen to the show last week? Were you able to listen?
Yeah, I did.
Now, do you remember the most amazing thing that happened on the show was I told a girl to stop seeing psychics?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Come on. You don't think I would like people to come in here and give me all their money? Give me a break. But you know what? I'm telling the truth. Sometimes a person's opinion is the last thing you need. You're already so stifled. You know what I'm saying?
You feel that of me? Like that I feel like I'm asking too many questions outside.
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah.
Because you also know that other people already see your flaws, and they're just going to keep strengthening your belief in your flaws to the point where you're paralyzed and you do absolutely nothing, like right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I'm going to have to let you go for right now, but I want you to think about what I'm telling you and stop.
Okay.
Then stop thinking about what I'm telling you and go do what I'm telling you. And then come back and let me know how it works for you. Because
I definitely
want to hear a follow-up call from you, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, Fox.
You take care, my friend, and I send you lots of blessings and lots of strength. Take care now.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye. So, the Leos need confidence out there. And so I'm hoping that you will stop asking other people for permission to be yourself, because you really don't need permission to be yourself, you know what I'm saying? So we have another caller.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. So how can I help you, John?
Oh, well, I just actually discovered your show. I wasn't even expecting to call in. It's kind of funny that I ended up doing it. I was just trying to actually listen to the show. But since I'm talking to you now, I might as well ask you a question.
Yeah, may as well. One of the things that happened tonight was one of the servers got switched. And so, therefore, some of the broadcasting abilities of the show are down for the night. But people are still calling anyway. So, and the podcast will go up tomorrow anyway. So, it's cool. So how can I help you, John?
Well, I'm just, you know, in the middle of a big transition. I just started a new company, and I'm working through it, and I'm not used to exactly being on my own. It's a completely different world for me. So I guess maybe if you have any insight into how you see things panning out for me would be interesting to hear.
Okay, and what's your birthday, John?
February 25th.
Okay, interesting. So far today we had like two Pisces callers. So lots of Pisces out there. It happens every week. It's so bizarre. you know.
Sensitive fish.
Yeah, it's very, it's, but the good thing though is that you're following your intuition. And I do think that it's about time. Now, I will say one thing, it feels like you're getting a little bit depressed and a little bit overwhelmed. Has that happened yet? Okay, now why that is because Pisces people tend to really enjoy working with other people in some way. Now, let's see if we can get a little bit of that echo off. You might want to turn the, did you turn the volume down?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. We'll just try to deal with it. But the most important thing is seems like you need some kind of a partner. I wouldn't say to like give them so much financial power in the company, but you do need somebody to work with to bounce ideas off of. Have you gotten that person yet?
Actually, I have a call tomorrow with someone who I'm asking to work with me. So.
Do you know what that person's first name is?
Her first name is Dorcas, D-O-R-C-A-S.
Okay. And if we need to, I can take her name out of the podcast, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Because I doubt she's listening right now.
Yeah, I doubt she is too.
Now, of course, as the show becomes more popular, it's going to be more dangerous, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, this person seems to have some real abilities, very strong, very powerful, really knows her stuff, most definitely. But the problem is her energy is a little bit intense for you, you know what I mean? But that's okay, because you need that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
As long as she's not too much in your face, then you'll be able to handle it. But I just feel like she's really great at what she does, so maybe what you want to do is just get her as a hired hand and delegate the stuff you need to her on a non-partnership level. I don't see any reason why you should bring her on board and give her any real power in your company. So
yeah,
if she,
she's more of my consultant. That's the way I'm looking at her. Like, she's going to be the person that will hold me accountable for things, but
right.
I'm going to do my own thing.
Now, I do think I do like her, but it makes me feel that her energy is like just a little bit too much. Now, that doesn't mean don't go in there and experience it for yourself, because I do like to empower people to have a life and make their own decisions. But just keep this to yourself. I would still check out some other additional people as well, because I'm feeling
okay,
that there's something about her personality that just makes me feel she's just too intense for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
And if you have to get somebody on board just to take care of things on the interim, I think she's okay. But there's certain information she should not have. And I don't know how to put that, because I don't understand what kind of information she would need from you. But keep certain kind of documentation private and to yourself.
Okay.
Just to make sure that nobody can take advantage of what you're trying to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I get a weird feeling that there's been some people in her past that she's worked with that have in some way broken the law.
Really?
Yeah. She's getting very specific energy here with the Ten of Wands and the Devil card. Every single time in my life I have ever seen that combination, my client has had to deal with some kind of criminal activity, not necessarily from that person, but around that person. So there could be something that's some kind of organizations or some kind of situation that's not secured around her. You understand? That could be taken advantage of by people, either through the internet or through business transactions. She needs to secure something. So it's kind of weird. I don't feel bad about her, but it's just like people she has dealt with. So
yeah.
I would keep looking, but definitely do your interview. Take notes. And then, you know, you can always, like, run stuff past me and stuff like that. And if you can, in any way, shape, or form, find out her birthday, that sure would be great. But it's highly...
Find out her what?
If you can find out her birthday.
Oh, her birthday, okay.
If you can, it's not going to change what I'm going to tell you. But
okay.
I'm not... Even if you were to hire this person tomorrow, I don't see that you and her are going to work together that long. And you shouldn't believe a word I'm telling you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just take it into advisement. You understand? That's the best
way to...
Yeah,
tomorrow's kind of it's an exploratory kind of call that we're doing tomorrow, so...
Yeah,
and... we're not agreed to anything right now. Tomorrow's just actually the first time that we're going to talk in detail.
Yeah, And I don't dislike her. I think she's very strong. She has a lot of abilities, but just makes me feel the way she handles business is not going to gel with the way you enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But yeah. I don't dislike her. And if I did, I would tell you. And I don't think she herself is a criminal, but I just feel that there's something weird that she worked on recently that could have some very strange endings to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you don't have to obviously keep this info to yourself, you know. Yeah. Sometimes I'll tell a person, oh, yeah, go ahead. Tell it to anybody you want. Just share it, you know. But this isn't one of those moments, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of business are you actually trying to start?
Well, it's kind of a I'm getting into coaching, but I'm also doing some consulting, and I do some energy work, shamanic healing, and I'm trying to – my ultimate goal is to bring the feminine back into business, and I'm trying to create a process that is going to make a simple structure for people to, like executives, to actually understand without freaking out.
Yeah, it'll take a while, but I think what you have to do is you really need to put your information into some published form.
Mm-hmm.
Even it doesn't have to be like War and Peace, for God's sakes, you know.
Yeah.
It just needs to be a very simple manual. And then I would even suggest maybe publishing it yourself, maybe with through lulu.com, you know, setting it up very simply, like even a chat book, and then bringing that and starting to maybe do any kind of classes that you might be able to set up for yourself through something like Learning Annex. Kind of grassroots. And I think that once people work with you, they really enjoy themselves immensely. And I think your greatest calling card is the people that you've already worked with. You know, you're also going to need to take care of minor business things like even a simple website, not necessarily on MySpace, but obviously you should have some kind of presence there, and get yourself together so you look like you're taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and oddly enough, I think you can actually make enough money in the interim to pull this thing off.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
you're very personable, and I think people really trust you and they really like you. And I think you have a definite flair for this, you know, so you're definitely making a reality that astrology works. I mean, you're definitely doing all the things that a regular Piscean person would actually wind up doing, something spiritual to help mankind. Something very healing. And get yourself out there. Start tape recording your lectures. And even if you have to get some people in their living rooms, you know, start like a slumber party night where people go over to their friend's house and just, you know, show them what you have to offer, you know? And I think you'll do extremely well with this. You know,
cool.
I really do. But just make sure, since it's so important when you do things of a metaphysical nature, to enjoy the energy of the other person that you're working with is absolutely, you know, just paramount importance, you know, because how, you know, you don't like taking care of business, you know, you just don't.
Yeah.
You might suck at it. I don't think you suck that bad at it, quite frankly, but you definitely want somebody who knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what also needs to happen here is with somebody with your personality, if you find somebody who can handle your business, you have a tendency to just dump it in their lap.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. You have to keep aware of the people you're dealing with. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
So don't get lazy. And whomever you decide to hire, make sure at the end of the day that they know you look through all the numbers, you pay attention to all the emails, that you're a hands-on kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very easy to let success run away and let somebody else take care of it. And then, you know, I call it the Billy Joel story. I mean, how can somebody misplace $10 million?
Yeah.
And take 20 years to figure it out. You know, so you don't want to ever have to go through that. And I don't predict that you will, quite frankly. I think you'll do very well. So you should definitely join the forum and let people know what you're all about. And, you know, share what you're doing and kind of use the metaphysical network system, you know.
Yeah.
So let me know how it works out for you. But take the meeting tomorrow, take it under advisement, but keep looking.
Okay.
And if you have to use her for a short time, and even if you say, like, do like a 2-month kind of tryout trial, that can cover your butt while you're finding somebody who you might gel a little better with.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's bad business. I think that that's the way that you'll be able to prove what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I totally gotcha.
You know? Okay, my friend, so it's a pleasure to meet you. How did you find out about the show?
Just a friend actually sent me an email tonight, believe it or not, and I've been messing around with all my podcasts and subscribing to new ones, and it sounded really interesting, so here I am.
Well, great. It's a pleasure to meet you, my friend. So you take
too.
Care of yourself, and let me know how it works out for you. Maybe call next week and let me know how the interview went.
Okay.
Take care, my friend. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we've had like two little Pisces call already today. It's always like that on this show. If people that listen all the time notice, like one night there will be all Pisces, one night there will be all Cancer guys, and, you know, the same kind of signs of people. It's very interesting to me. Now, since we got off to such a rocking start with all the phone calls, I neglected to mention some of the planetary aspects today. And first off, letting you know that today, Jupiter's in Sagittarius and was squaring Uranus and Pisces around 1:42 p.m. today, Pacific Standard Time. So if you're having a, how shall I say, shitty day, that's probably why. Or if things like, say, my own podcast, broadcasting situation got a little bit screwy today, I am totally cool with it. Because all I had to do is say, oh, Jupiter squaring Uranus. Oh, okay, there's some poop will hit the fan. Okay, don't get upset about it. What can you do? You know, astrology works, and I don't care if Richard Dawkins wants to throw something at me or not. It's not going to change the fact that it works. So in case you had a crummy day, I just explained why, and especially if you're a Sagittarian or a Pisces, don't freak out. Everything's cool. Also, too, letting you know some big things that are coming up. The planet Venus, ruler of Taurus and lovey-dovey little Libra over there, is going to enter Pisces on this Saturday, January 27th at 4:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1:42 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So there's liable to be all kinds of heightened emotions, so just deal with it. Which means by Friday, I'd say a good 50% of the planet will probably break up due to some kind of psychotic break. So what can you do? Also, let you know, too, the moon is waxing right now in the sign of Pisces, but it's going to go void, of course, at 2:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which will be 11:11 p.m. tonight. So don't sign anything. Don't do anything really important. You know, just chill out. Try not to have a heart attack. And around 2:52 a.m. this morning, the moon will enter Aries, which is great for our little Pisces friends to start new beginnings, new situations, new projects. Just letting you know, too, you're with Vox the Psychic at vox.org, V-O-X-X.org. And you can always write to me at Vox, V-O-X-X, at Vox.org. And join the forum, for God's sakes. It's a great little thing. I've got so many folders that people said, oh, nobody's going to use those folders. I've got folders for every kind of magic, from Abramelin to Zoss, Asanas Mesper. So you should check it out. And also, I'm in a band, do electronica, trippy, futuristic music with a band called Telegenetic. And that's TelegenEtic.com. So check out our website. And we're also on MySpace.com at /Telegenetic. So some of the stuff I actually wanted to talk about tonight, and I'm not going to complain because I'd rather talk to people than talk about just dry subjects. I was going to talk about sexual compatibility and the need to pay attention to certain planets when you're dealing with that. Now, you know, there was a famous book out a while back. What was it? I think Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, which is total crap, by the way. It's a complete bull. Because everybody knows that Venus and Mars are just lovers. Nobody was asking the question of this guy, like, wait a minute, wasn't Venus married to Vulcan? So shouldn't it be women are from Venus, men are from Vulcan? Or was this guy really just kind of, you know, pulling a fast one, saying that we should all, you know, cheat on our spouses? What do you think about that? But anyway, that's my take on it. But whenever you're dealing with astrology, it's just a really great tool for figuring people out and learning how to, how shall I say this nicely? Oh, I can't, so screw it. Manipulate them without them knowing and without them minding, you know? So it's like a little map, it's a little blueprint of dealing with people. So you can understand how to do what? Change yourself. Now, what people don't get about astrology is they think, oh yeah, you're a Leo, so you should be egotistical. And our little friend Carlo proved that he is definitely not egotistical. Sometimes what happens in a sun sign is the exact opposite of what should be going on there. And then that's when you realize the person has afflictions with their planetary aspects, and you have to do something to fix that. So anyway, we're talking about sexual compatibility. So if anybody would like to know maybe more about what's going on with their partner, that could be a really cool thing. If you want to write to me and ask for some of my charts regarding sexual compatibility with people that you love, people that you hate, or people that you wish you could get with or hook up with, you can always write to me at vox@vox.org. So anyway, talking about some of the ideas regarding sexual compatibility. Now, the first thing that you have to pay attention to is the moon. What people don't understand, when you're born at a particular time, like say the sun is in a particular sign, that's how you look to the world. But the moon's placement shows how you feel about the world and how you emotionally relate to it. So that's a very important placement. And again, you can always check out my site and find out how to find out where your lunar placement is. Okay, so check that out. So say the moon through the 12 signs is something that you would really want to learn to understand. Whenever the moon is in an element that is air, fire, water, or earth, it's going to have a different kind of energy to it. People that have their moon, which is basically a watery planet, even though it's not really water, it's ascribed to the water element. So when your moon is in an air sign, it's not compatible. It makes the emotions actually very unemotional. It makes the emotions go analytical. When somebody has their moon in a fire sign, it makes their whole emotional aspect very passionate, very fiery. When their moon is in a placement of water, or water elements such as, you know, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, it makes them over emotional. And when it's in an earth sign, it makes it way more balanced. So as you know, there are 12 signs, and each of those 12 signs is under the rulership of an element. So you have Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius are under the rulership of fire, the fire element. And Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn are under the rulership of earth element. And Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius are under the rulership of an air element. And then you have Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces are under the rulership of a water element. So those are really important things to pay attention to, and hopefully you'll learn to understand how to balance your emotions. So that's the first aspect of sexual compatibility. Because even if somebody really is really hot, like say, what if you wanted to hook up with Angelina Jolie and you find out, you know, that her moon placement is not very loving, you know? You might have this really hot person right in front of you, but actually be really turned off. Now, this is what is really funny to me when people come to me. I've actually had people come into a reading like this, you know, the total Malibu housewife looking all siliconed up and all supposedly beautiful, I guess. I don't know. No offense to all the Malibu fans out there, but what can I say? But the deal is, this person came into me one time and she says, oh, I can't believe he dumped me for that fat brunette. And I'm like, well, here's why. Because the fat brunette looks like she had, you know, Venus in Taurus and the moon in Pisces. And, you know, so it's not about the exterior. Because haven't you seen some really hot babes in Hollywood hooking up with some fat old bald guy? It's not just about the money. You know, people that have to go out of their way to look a particular way, like be all perfected, sometimes they're actually, it's a symptom that they actually don't feel that good about themselves, that they feel insecure. And who better to make you feel really secure and together than the fat old bald guy? So the next time you start judging somebody just by how they look, because you think you're all that, think again, my friend, because maybe that person has astrological hookups that you might wish that you had. So it's always something really nice to consider. Now, some of the other situations that you want to pay attention to in sexual compatibility are Mars, which is the male sexual aspect. And for lesbians, it's the same thing. Mars is like how hot you want it, basically. And Mars itself is a fire planet. And so when you start combining the fire element of Mars with other four elements, you get these interesting combinations of energies. And then what happens So you say I have Mars, which is a fire planet, in a fire element, like say Mars is in Aries or Leo or Sag. That's definitely going to be like rockets exploding, you know, no doubt about it. Mars, when he's in an earth sign, is going to be more controlled, more earthy, you know, more hedonistic. Mars, when he's in a water sign, is actually kind of psycho and like argumentative and needy and pathetic and jealous. And Mars in an earth sign, ultimately, like as we said, is really good. And what was the one that we had? Mars in an air sign. It's just total psycho. Forget it. Mars, when he's in air or water signs, he just like fragments. He doesn't know what the hell to do. He's not really enjoying it. So you should definitely look up the placement of your Mars. Now, I wonder how many people out there could guess where my Mars is. That would be really fun. Check it out. Mars is in Leo. And that makes me, you know, egotistical, bombastic, in your face, know-it-all, la la la, this kind of stuff. Gee, I guess you couldn't guess that whatsoever. Anyway, we have a call right now, so let's check it out. Hey there, what's going on?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, who is this?
My name's Jesse.
Jesse, nice to meet you, my friend. People go, you're psychic, how come you don't know his name? I'm like, jump off.
No worries.
Now, are you on computer or what?
I am on the computer right now, yeah.
Okay, see if you can either lower the volume down would be great.
My speakers aren't even on.
They're not? Okay. Well, screw it. So let's check it out. Jesse, what's going on with you, my friend?
Nothing. I just got back from a really long trip and back into the mess that is Los Angeles. And
yeah.
Trying to figure out what the hell's going on in my life.
Ah! Now, what's your birthday, Jesse?
February 19th.
See? I told you. It's all these little Pisces. I have three Pisces call the show tonight. Now, I know you think you're Aquarius, but you're not. You're a Pisces, trust me.
See, I think I'm a Pisces. Everybody tells me I'm an Aquarius.
No, they're screwed. They're totally wrong. Okay. Yeah, you and Yoko Ono. Hey, happy birthday, Yoko. Yeah, now just hopefully you didn't break up the Beatles, you know.
No, I didn't break up the Beatles,
good.
No.
Yeah, there was
no
a rumor.
Alive.
Now, so what are some things that we can talk about? What are some questions that I might be able to help you answer?
Predominantly, I mean, career-oriented questions.
Good.
Like, I'm just wondering what exactly is going on, if anything, if I'm on the right path, if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay, let's check it out.
And if I'm actually going to get a job one of these days.
Yay, that would be so great. Your mom would love you.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now, what year were you born?
85.
So let's check it out. Now, it's interesting. A lot of people are coming up tonight with some film energies. So what has been going on in that, in the arts with you?
Well, I am an actor. And okay. So the constant BS that we deal with in this town, trying to get a better agent, trying to actually be able to audition and get a job, all the shit that goes along with that.
Well, let's check it out.
It's pretty much continuous of, like, the constant battle.
Well, here's the deal. I think what is going on here. Now, I would tell you honestly if I really didn't think you had any talent. And I would just tell you, oh, let's just go flip hamburgers at McDonald's or something. Really fun like that. But unfortunately, I can't do that because you're actually talented, damn it. So that's actually presents a problem because you don't have the... I don't know. You don't have the BS, tolerance level that you actually have to up it, dude. And definitely stay away from the drugs and the drinking because that will just be the destruction of you right there. And some people's attitudes and dealing with them constantly sometimes can make you feel like, screw it, I'm going to give up. But please don't. Now, the most important thing you can do is hook up again with some kind of support group. And what I mean by that is... You really shouldn't be living with family members, you know?
I'm not.
Good. Stay that way.
I don't live with anybody.
But you do need to live with somebody. Okay?
I need to live with somebody.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. Even though you can't stand most people that you meet because you are fussy.
I can't stand almost any of the people that I meet.
I know. See, I told you I'm psychic. Now, Pisces are supposed to be so lovey-dovey and sweet and everything. But, you know, they're prickly little pears. They're very particular. But
I'm incredibly particular. But the people that you keep around me, I'm very nice to.
That's good. But you might need to. And I'm not saying you should move in with a friend because that would kill your friendship like in about 2 seconds. Okay? You should move in with somebody that you really don't know. Now, I know I sound completely psychotic when I'm telling you this, but you need somebody to deal with every day, somebody that you can judge your progress through, and somebody who brings you into other areas of life that you yourself will never enter. Because you're living in a very small zone right now, and it's like you need connections, and you can't seem to get them through the people that would give you connections, because I don't see that they really have the connections that you need.
Gotcha.
You understand?
Yeah.
And so I really like the fact that you have people that believe in you as much as I do. I really do. But they're not helping your cause. So the very thing that you need is to get out of the comfort zone. And I know you think that it's really already uncomfortable, but you really need to go grunge style. Seriously. Being nice, doing all the right things hasn't done jack shit for you, as you've noticed. So obviously, now you're in the same situation that a lot of women are in that come to me for love advice. I would predict that they're going to marry some fat, old, bald guy. And they're like, Fox, you're insane. Screw you, bitch. I never want to talk to you again. I'm like, oh, yeah, I see you want to keep dating surfer dude who keeps cheating on you. So it's our type that we want to be our type is not necessarily our type. Catch my drift? The very people that kind of disgust you, those are the people that are crawling through some of the mud that you need to get on you, that are getting somewhere. So with you, I'm suggesting experimental theater, even if you're not trying to be in theater. Screw it. These are people that really know how to work those contacts in this town. Really get in there, do the theater thing, the guerrilla theater. Performance. I'm not even kidding you, dude. And continue to submit your headshots and go out for pilot season and all that great stuff. But you're missing the gutsy contacts. Now, let me give you an example of why this is so important to you. Now, have you ever read these stories where people discover sunken treasure, like, you know, recently, right? And you're like, but what psychotic person would be digging with a toothbrush in the Siberian desert anyway?
Yeah.
That's the person that deserves the treasure because they're doing something completely insane.
Yeah.
You look at somebody like Jack Black. He's been actually, he went to performance art school since he was like 6 years old. People go, well, he's like so rad. He's such a rebel. No, he's not. He's been scrambling for years and he just now kind of made it. Now, that doesn't mean it'll take you that long, so don't get discouraged. I just think you need a whole new group of friends. Now, who's in Silver Lake or what's in that area for you?
Nobody.
You should go into that area. And I know it's kind of pricey. I'm not talking about move there. But you should be like... Yeah, you. It's actually not a ghetto anymore. It kind of accidentally went up.
Silver Lake's okay. Echo Park is ghetto.
Yeah, I'm not talking Echo Park. Forget that. But, I mean, I still would suggest going to art openings, going to different kinds of events than you ordinarily would expect an actor to attend.
Okay.
Poetry readings, guerrilla art, art shows, photography exhibits. It's almost like you need to go in a different direction that's not so oversaturated with people who are trying to do exactly what you're doing.
Same thing.
Now, how many, it's like really funny because I get letters from people all the time from other psychics like, Fox, you know, can you get me a job? And I'm like, hell no. Why should I get you a job? I'm like busting my ass over here trying to like, you know, keep my clients happy and do my own thing. But the funny thing is people think, you know, oh, yeah, you know what you're doing. Nobody knows what they're doing. Absolutely nobody. And, yeah, you do have to know people in this town, but it's not the way in which you think. It's not all powerful people hooking up. It's unpowerful people learning how to hook up. Mm. Other things, too, you need to go guerrilla style. I know this sounds totally crazy, and for any other actors out there, you know, that are going to kill me for spilling the beans, you need to be doing your own audition tapes on YouTube.
Yeah. No, I know.
You know what I'm saying? You need to get a camera. You need to have fun with acting. What's happening to you is you're trying to take it so seriously as a business, which is actually good. But in your case, it's like circumscribing your insanity. You know, sometimes doing something so correctly doesn't really get you anywhere either. So you have to kind of do the chaos factor.
Yeah.
You know, get yourself a camera, start writing some of your own little mini scripts, get some friends together, go on MySpace on the film director's sites. Start calling yourself a film director. I mean, God knows what happened to Quentin Tarantino when he pulled that one. It's like you're trying to get somebody to hire you when you yourself wouldn't even hire you first. Catch my drift?
Yeah.
because I believe in you totally. You got some great cards here. You have the Star card, which is help from unexpected sources. You have the Magician card, which says that you literally also know how to write, and you have some really great ideas for yourself. What's stopping you from even writing yourself into your own reality show or some kind of strange pitch? Like, if I met you at a gym, could you sell me on a crazy show that you just made up out of the thin blue air? No.
Probably not.
And why would I even bring that up? Because literally, I was on the treadmill last week, and I heard these two guys do a deal on the elliptical trainer. And they had just met. I didn't even tell my engineer this. He's laughing right now. I swear to God, I'm like, oh, yeah, well, dude, yeah, let's go to Equinox. Oh, yeah, hey, I'll meet you at 24-Hour Fitness. Oh, yeah, and then we'll hang out. And then, yeah, hey, let's go get a martini. And I'm like, what the hell am I listening to these guys that don't even know each other? And they weren't gay. Hey, yeah, and they were, like, taking out their girlfriends, working on a script. I'm like, damn, this is weird. So it's about different kind of networking because nobody's going to help you. I'm going to help you. But then again, what am I getting out of it? I'm actually just enjoying helping somebody get a clue. That's really what's in it for me because I love doing this, as you can tell, because I can't shut up for 5 minutes. You know? But this is what you need to do. Get yourself the camera. Start writing even some stupid ideas. Start putting together a reel that you're going to put on YouTube. Yeah. Scare yourself. And I'm going to make a prediction right now, and this is not a joke, I swear to God. In the future, meaning 6 months from now, it's going to be mandatory from anybody going to seek an audition to have something uploaded to YouTube or a site like that. I kid you not. I'm totally serious.
YouTube's just a quick reference.
It's a quick reference, and you know what they do? It tells somebody, I know what to do with the camera. I have some kind of literacy with a camera. I know what film is about, and I know how to upload something. I have the basic skills to make it in this business. You need yourself a little great website, one page, even if it's just MySpace. You need to take it business-wise, but you need to get the goods out there so people can see it. Force it to be so easy for them to call you and contact you and want to call you and want to contact you. Now, this is a weird question, but how did you find out about my show?
I got it through some sort of email forward. And then someone sent me your website, and then I went to your website.
Now, guess how you got that email, really? I sat down for hours writing letters and sending things out to my friends so they will understand that I even have a show. So, in other words, I did footwork. I didn't hire somebody to do it for me. I did it myself. And that's why you and I are talking right now. Got my drift?
Yep.
It's that footwork, but you also have to be kind of crazy about it. Because I can't even believe you would call a psychic. And if it wasn't free, I guarantee you wouldn't have called.
Well, actually, when I was in Australia, I almost went to one.
But see, you almost went to one.
I almost went. But the person, I really wanted to, but the person I was with, I really didn't want there. So.
Yeah, that's always a problem. But you know what I'm saying? So check out this guerrilla marketing technique because I believe in you completely. And I hope that you're going to follow up on this and, like, just write me letters. It doesn't cost you anything to write me a letter and say, hey, Vox, you know, I did this crazy thing that you told me to do and it actually worked. Because I don't tell people crazy stuff just to hear myself talk. I tell people crazy stuff because I really see that it will work. And then they call me up and they go, yeah, hey, it worked. And it may sound normal to other people or, like, commonsensical, but it's really not. You know, because doing things the way that you're doing them is going to take you forever. And then I don't want you to get frustrated and quit because that's really not what it's about.
No, it's not.
You know, but don't get it to the point like where you're waiting for other people to call you back. You have to be in their face, Jesse. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't wait for them to give you a gig. You got to give yourself a gig.
Give yourself a job.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. But let me know if there's anything else I can do for you. You can always join the forum, bring up some questions, write some comments. You know, let me know where you're going to be, you know. I don't care where it is. If it's to the opening of an envelope, you should go.
Okay,
my friend?
Thank you very much.
And if you listen to me, the word I'm going to give you for the end of your reading is Ten of Cups, and that is the wish card, which means you have it all in your hands. You're just not applying it all away. Okay?
Okay.
So take care, Jesse. Many blessings, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So we've been talking with our little friend Jesse. We had, what, three Pisces callers tonight. very interesting, and all of them very talented, very intuitive, very much potential successes. And I will say, if the people that I spoke to tonight will actually kick some butt, put it into gear, and do these very simple and very easy to do things that I told them to do, I guarantee that you will remember when Jesse called, you'll remember when Carlo called and he was trying to find out if he was ever going to make it. And I said, yes, and this is how to do it. Screw psychic phenomena. Screw psychics that just predict crap. Okay, I'm sick of psychics who just predict. I don't care if some psychic tells me, oh yeah, like you're going to one day win the lottery. I want to know those damn numbers, bitch. Hey, I want to know the address to my future soulmate. I don't want some vague crap. I want like a, you know, day planner, objective, to-do list, you know, because that works for people. These vague predictions just aren't cutting it. And some of you guys have noticed that, you know. But anyway, I was going to try to talk about some of the ideas about sexual compatibility. So what I'm thinking about doing is starting an extra podcast to talk about other kinds of stuff in the future, like additional ones. But so in the meantime, if you have questions about sexual compatibility, you can always send away for a chart, astrological charts, dream reports, tarot readings, and I always call me for psychic readings at 323-782-0222 for private consultations. I also do parties, get-togethers, lectures, so anything you guys need. And anyway, you've been talking with Vox at vox.org, V-O-X-X at V-O-X-X.org. So always write to me at vox@vox.org. Join the forum, which you can find on my site. Check out my blogs, and for God's sakes, dig those posts. Yeah, because those are fun. And let me know how things work out for you guys. And in the meantime, I'll be putting up the podcast by tomorrow. So check it out. Anyway, this is Vox the Psychic signing off for tonight, and have a mystical, magical day.